नमस्कार। Deep in the heart of every living being lies the true self of yourself, the eternal one, the Purusha, the pure, infinite, eternal being, resides in your own spiritual heart, in the core of yourself. There, in the deep stillness, when the mind is completely quiet and there are no thoughts, you can hear the unstruck music, the truth of your being, sing to you. There, where there is the eternal moment between all things, in that eternal essence lies your home, lies the core of your own existence, the one eternal self. There is only love divine. There is only truth. No word of deception can be spoken. There, the heart knows the way of truth. There, the mind cannot ramble on, for there is a stillness in the heart's core, a deep quiet. Yet there is a love so profound, it cannot be expressed in words. There is a light so bright, brighter than 1,000 suns, that cannot be seen with the eyes, for it would be blinding. There, in the core of your heart, on the throne of your own inner spiritual heart, lies the Sadguru, the true guide of your life, the true guru of your life, the one who guides you from darkness to light, from death to immortality. There, in the core of your heart, on the throne of your heart, sits your true beloved, the one you have pined for all your life, the one that your heart aches to know. In that inner essence, you find your way home. That one guides you from within, is always with you, closer than close. That guru of your heart is the closest one to you, closer than any other, the self of yourself, the beloved of your heart. All the people you have loved in your life are reflections of that one in this world of forms. And through all the joys and attractions and pains and losses and trials and tribulations, that one waits for you in the pure light of your eternal being, in the core of your heart. Always there, that one is immensely patient, will wait for you through all of the adventures of your life, through all of the struggles and difficulties, attractions, and engagements that you extrovert your mind into, will wait until you become so exhausted with it all that you come to knock on that door of the heart, and that one will answer the door and let you in. As long as you distract yourself with this and that, and you forget, so many years can fly by in forgetting, until one day you remember, oh, there is a love I knew once. I can feel the calling. Remembering, you turn inward, you turn to the heart core of your being, and there you meet the Sadguru, the love of your life, the Eternal One, the all-compassionate, all-knowing, Infinite One. Many are the forms that that one takes. In the world, so many forms, had with so many names that one has worn. Yet that one resides in your own heart, in the core of your own being, always waiting for you. In a shower of grace and love. Love unconditional. That one waits for you patiently. Until exhausted with your searches in the world and your attempts to build monuments to power and money, your attempts to find love in that which is fleeting. When you exhaust yourself with this and come to that door of your heart with all the sincerity of your being, that one awaits you there. The unknown traveler, the mysterious one, the love of your life. Each and every one of you has this internal relationship to the Supreme, knowingly or unknowingly. And when you are ready, that inner calling will be heard by you. And like the gopis enchanted by the flute of Lord Krishna, you will be drawn to that internal beloved, the love of your heart. And knowing that one, you will realize that that sweet one is in so many people, in the birds singing, in the purring cat, in the brook, in the trees rustling in the wind, in the rain, in the snow, in the fire. So many are the voices of that beloved. For those who have ears to hear, his song is everywhere. And for those who do not, his song is nowhere. Wander not in the forest of confusion, lost amid the trees. Come to the light of your internal source and let that light guide you home. All right.